The US bank JP Morgan has been hit with a $1 billion fine for failing to prevent massive trading losses that had the potential to rock financial markets. JP Morgan found itself with a $6 billion black hole after a trader known as the London Whale took massive bets that went wrong. The fine raises questions about how much Wall Street has learned in the wake of the global financial crisis. Here's our business editor, Peter Ryan.
The man known as the London Whale is Bruno Ixall, a trader in JP Morgan's chief investment office in London. On paper, his job was to help the bank reduce risk and to manage the excess deposits of high-wealth customers. But instead, Bruno Ixall was placing massive and brazen bets, living up to the Whale reputation, given what potential wins and losses could mean for the bank. JP Morgan's top brass were blissfully unaware until the bets went wrong and losses known as red flags in excess of $6 billion began ratcheting up. By the time regulators caught up, JP Morgan's top management had become complicit in a cover-up, according to Tracy McDermott of the Financial Conduct Authority in London.
They hid those losses when they started to mount, so they failed to investigate that properly. And then the final thing is that they failed to comply with their obligations to be open and cooperative to us as their regulator. They didn't provide us with information about what was going on, and as the situation was getting worse, they actually misled us in terms of the information they gave us around the issues in the CIO.
The $1 billion fine is a painful lesson for JP Morgan, especially to its reputation for balancing risk with reward. Its chief executive Jamie Dimon copped a 50% pay cut last year after the JP Morgan board agreed he needed to bear some responsibility for the debacle. Mr. Dimon issued a statement today after the US Securities and Exchange Commission said JP Morgan had broken some of the cardinal rules of banking relating to disclosure and trust.
We have accepted responsibility and acknowledged our mistakes from the start, and we have learned from them and worked to fix them.
But rather than an admission of guilt, Mr. Diamond's statement is designed to settle further prosecutions. Meanwhile, the London Whale won't be fined, having signed a letter of cooperation with British and US regulators. And while two former JP Morgan traders are facing criminal charges in the United States, the case could be held up in the courts for years.
I would describe this not as the crime of the century, but as the blunder of the decade. Rogue traders have been experienced by most major banks. Think back to Barings and Societe Generale. This is a continuing pattern.
And a familiar part of that pattern is that in the end, ordinary shareholders end up holding the bill, according to John Coffey, professor of finance at Columbia University in New York.
The shareholders of JP Morgan are the true victims here. They suffered a $6.2 billion loss as a result of the London Whale's trades. And now, as of the outcome of all this enforcement action, they're going to experience and suffer an additional $900 million loss in fines. That's adding not just insult to injury, but injury to injury, and no responsible individual is being held accountable. I can't call that a complete victory for the regulators.
The settlement of the London Whale debacle is timely, coming 5 years after the collapse of Lehman Brothers sparked the global financial crisis, ultimately because of risky bets, weak regulation, and greed. And it shows that regulators and banks themselves have a lot more to do to ensure the wider financial system is protected from the likes of the London Whale.
Business editor Peter Ryan.